the Victorian Country Hour with Warwick Long on ABC Radio Victoria.
The law firm behind a class action against milk processor Fonterra says it's closely watching a possible change in ownership of the dairy giant. Fonterra have announced it's investigating a possible listing of its Australian business on the stock exchange. And that's caught the eye of David Bursteiner, a partner at Adley Bursteiner Dispute Lawyers, who is representing farmers in court action against Fonterra for retrospective step-downs in milk prices during the dairy crisis in 2016. He says he's watching on closely.
We just want to make sure that when we recover money for farmers, the money's still available to them. So we'll keep an eye on that, Warwick. But at the moment, we see nothing to be concerned about.
No news is good news, essentially, for your case.
Yeah, basically. They are saying that they're still going to be have a substantial stakeholding here. And, the company's from New Zealand. It's not so far away. So we think when the court orders them to give our farmers a pot of gold, if that's what happens or if they agree, then the money will be available. We're keeping an eye on that. It's not that we've overlooked it. It's on our list of things to watch, but we're not panicking.
Can you give us a broad perspective again on what your case is actually trying to litigate here?
Sure. So in very simple terms, we've asked the court to find that the step down in 2016 was effectively unlawful, in the sense that we say it was a breach of the supply contract. We say it was unconscionable conduct for reasons which I reckon any farmer will understand pretty easily, as well as misleading and deceptive conduct. Well, the other thing we say is that Fonterra has spent pretty much every breath in those 5.5 years saying that they had to do it because of what they call the benchmarking obligation. Fonterra says, we had to follow Murray Goulburn. But apart from that not being true, because they could have matched at the end of the year, and that's clear, but then in the end they still didn't follow Murray Goulburn, because when Murray Goulburn reversed their similar clawback, Fonterra didn't do the same thing. So they're the things we're suing for. What we're asking the court to order is that the money not paid in May and June of that year repaid, and then all the losses which happened, because farmers, of course, they either dried off or they chopped the hedges off cows, and that has an impact which continues nearly to this day. So all of those losses, which are very significant for an individual farmer, is what we're hoping, and pretty optimistic about, to be frank, to recover.
And how is that case progressing as we speak?
Look, I'm always conservative about giving opinions about cases, because the other side, there are two sides to a case and both think they're going to win and only one is right. But we're a year and a bit into it. We just got 54,000 documents from Fonterra, including board minutes from New Zealand, and some of that stuff, they only gave it to us kicking and screaming, and we needed 3 court hearings. Look, they even resisted giving us documents which they identified with the search term milk prices. We don't want to search milk price. It'll bring up too much information. But we've got those documents now, and we've had a first review of all of them, and we think the case is in good shape. It's always a nice thing a year into a case when you've seen the defence, which is what I briefly touched on, you've seen the documents and you still think your case is good, because you never really see those things till you start the case. Now we've got insight, we've seen the other side of it. We've still got the expert reports to come. We've got a lot of work to do with the experts, but I'm feeling quite good about the case.
What's the timeline from here for the case?
That is very much, Warwick, a how long is a piece of string thing, but fingers crossed that we have a trial next year.
So you think it'll be before the courts in 2022?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've been before the courts already, if you include Zoom, but physically in Zoom, we've had about 5 or 6 hearings already. So the judge has heard about the case, and but that's mostly procedural stuff, but it's been before a judge in the Supreme Court.
In terms of the farmers and so forth that you're representing, how are they going with this? We're mentioning it's a long period of time. We're talking about 2016 here. 2026 will be 6 years on from when Fonterra stepped down. That's a big commitment for a dairy farmer to undertake against the company they were supplying.
Yeah, so apart from a very small minority, I still get emails when I do my updates to those who have joined the case and who are participating. I send them updates and they know everything that's going – well, everything that's going on in the case. And I still get – every time I send an update, I get a thank you, a bunch of emails saying, thank you, this is so important, we're still so upset about what happened. And it amazes me. But then when I talk to Jeff and Linda Niddles, who their name is on the – court documents, so they're the only farmers I mentioned. When I talk to them and they tell me about the heartache that happened on the day, the 5th of May, when they got the text message about the step down, I get it. I understand why this continues to burn for farmers, but also if you don't want it to happen again, Fonterra hasn't been held to account for this. And if you want to stay in the industry, sending a message to processors that a farmer will stand up might be considered important. So I reckon that's part of it, but that's only for the ones who are participating in the case because, as I've said every time talking about this case, because of changes which are ongoing in the law, if farmers don't come forward, the financial backer could pull out. It's good at the moment. That's the only threat to the case. But also, if they don't come forward, we might not be able to give them their share of the recovery and they may miss out.
How many farmers have signed up?
350, nudging 400. I don't have the number in front of me.
So, and how many do you think would be eligible to be part of the case, in your view?
Eligible to be part of the case is about 1,300. But what we do know is that, although you can see a disparity there, we do know that the larger number of farmers are for the case but silent. But that's not good enough because if it can't go ahead because they can't join, they don't get it. And if they don't sign up, they mightn't get their share.
That is David Bursteiner there, who is a partner at Adley Bursteiner, one of the law firms involved in the class action against Fonterra, speaking about where that case is up to and how they're watching a possible change in ownership there. Did contact the company today. They have sent through a statement on this. This is from Fonterra, and I'll quote, "The class action relates to the milk price step down in the 2015-16 season following changes in the global market. It is funded by a litigation funding provider whose business is to fund litigation in order to gain a commercial return. The ACCC investigated the 2016 milk price reduction and decided not to take any action against Fonterra. Fonterra denies the allegations in the class action and is defending the case vigorously." The company also goes on in its statement to say it's overhauled how it is dealing with suppliers nowadays compared to during that period as well.